WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Trump's first significant show of executive power, pardoning or commuting the sentences of over 1,500 people in connection with the January 6th riot. ABC's chief Washington correspondent Jonathan Carl says it was an extensive order.
They went even beyond what the advocates for those prisoners, those people in prison for attacking the Capitol, expected. Every single person, including those that attacked police officers with flagpoles, baseball bats, 2x4s.
Other day one executive orders included declaring an emergency at the southern border and pulling the U.S. out of the World Health Organization. A rare sight in parts of the South, snow. Areas of the region under blizzard warnings for the first time ever. Both of Houston's major airports closed. Nearly 2,000 flights canceled nationwide. Severe winds continuing today in Southern California, increasing the risk of high fire danger. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Wisconsin remains locked in dangerous cold. Bitterly cold temperatures and dangerous wind chills will continue across Wisconsin. Classes have been canceled in school districts around the state due to the extreme cold. Dress appropriately and exercise caution if you need to be outdoors. Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pecan says he'll be fighting for equal protections for LGBTQ Wisconsinites. Speaking on Monday, the Madison Democrat said the issue strikes close to home for him as a gay man, and that Democrats will be fighting to protect Americans against bills that target gender equality. And the Department of Natural Resources asks you to consider a donation when filling out your tax form. The agency points out each dollar donated is matched by the DNR and used to apply for grants that require match funding. Look for endangered resources in the donations section of your Wisconsin income tax form. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is cold this morning, but our little cold snap ends today. We'll be mostly sunny with temperatures hovering around or below zero for much of the day, but temperatures will rise tonight. We'll see a little light snow late tonight into tomorrow, and by tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 24. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
99.7
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you, 8:03 on Tuesday morning. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. Here is Cyndi Lauper. Girls Just Want to Have Fun on Max FM.
And the- 90s, and more.
Tainted love.
99 Sam FM.
Como puede ser verdad?
Last night I dreamt of San Pedro. Just like I'd never gone, I knew the song. The young girl with eyes like the desert. It all seems like yesterday, not far away. Tropical, the island rains, all of nature wild and free. This is where I long to be, La Isla Bonita. And when the song was played, the sun would set so high, ring through my ears and sting my eyes, your Spanish lullaby.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:10 on Tuesday morning. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. As a reminder, all schools in the Max FM listening area are closed today, and after-school events are canceled. The exception is Portage Public Schools have a virtual learning day today, and the Baraboo Civic Center's programs are canceled today as well due to the extreme cold weather. Many businesses are either closed today or have modified hours due to the extreme cold. Please check their social media pages before heading out. You can text us at 608-355-9970 or email info@max.fm for closing, cancellation, or delays that you would like us to pass along. That's the easiest way to get that information to us. As a reminder, we do have that extreme cold warning. That's in effect until noon today for wind chill values between 30 below and 35 below zero. I do expect at noon today we will see a cold weather advisory, at least for today, with wind chill values between 15 below and 25 below zero. going to warm up tomorrow. We're looking at some snow tomorrow. Around an inch is what it's looking like, according to everything that I have looked at so far. We'll continue to monitor that as well. So, Emily, a little bit chilly out this morning. Bundle up. Keep that exposed skin covered.
That's right. Thank you for that thorough report on how terribly awfully cold it is. I'll give you my weather report. It's cold. That's all. That's all I got to say. It's cold.
Yes, it is.
So, boy, we could talk about that all day because that's really kind of the topic of conversation today.
But, you know, we're not going to dwell on it, you know, and that's the cool thing, no pun intended. We have something exciting happening, and this is going to happen probably sometime starting tomorrow. We're going to have some tickets to give away for Lynch Mob at Crystal Grand Music Theater. We're going to give those away very soon. And so you want to be listening for that. You're going to want to be able to text us, and we're going to tell you what you need to do to win those tickets. So we have a limited number of those tickets available to give away. Now, here is the deal. If you want to purchase tickets, you can go to Crystal Grand's website, and you can mention the code word RadioMob25 for a 40% discount on those tickets. That's a great deal. And so if you want a chance to get those tickets at the Chris Grand Music Theater for the Lynch Mob, they have a 40% discount. The keyword is RadioMob25 for that discount. And Lynch Mob's lead guitarist and founder is former docking guitarist George Lynch. So he's going to be at the Crystal Grand for that. And we're going to give away some tickets starting tomorrow. But we want to let people know about that right now. So that is
exciting. You know, and like a couple ways that you can, you can possibly win some. But like Dave said, Radio Mob 25, put that in and you'll get a 40% discount if you go through their site. Crystal Grand's a fun place to see shows. Everybody that works there is like just full of life. Like I just had I went to go see Flock of Seagulls and the Depeche Mode Experience there. And gotta say, the Depeche Mode Experience was legit. That was so good. Flock of Seagulls was, you know, that's enough said about that. But we really liked Depeche Mode Experience. That was awesome. But the point is the experience at the theater was so fun. Like all the people working there were decked out in 80s costumes. They were having a great time. Like, you know, customer service industry, we talk about this a lot. This is not easy work. These folks all had smiles on their faces. They were like, you know, they were like part of the offering of being at that theater. So, and there's no bad seats there. You can see from everywhere. It's a fun experience. So regardless of if you win or get your 40% discount by going on to the website for Crystal Grand and putting in Radio Mob 25, mentioning that code word, regardless if you do that, the Crystal Grand is just fun. Like just go see a show there. It's great.
Yeah, it's a great venue. We were there Saturday night and saw Josh Turner. It's an amazing venue, amazing show. So that is
getting out there doing stuff, Dave.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Dave and Wendy out on a Saturday night. No wonder you had to have that crazy breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's exactly why it led up to that. So, yeah, so that is cool. So, yeah, we just want to pass that along that we'll be doing that contest. We're going to start it tomorrow. I have to get a few things taken care of on this end to get that contest ready. But if you want those tickets and a 40% discount, that's the way to do it right now. So just want to pass that along to everybody. All right. So, Emily, we try to have a little bit of fun on the morning show, right? That's just how we roll every morning. Yeah. And
bringing joy to all of those that are listening. Bringing joy and hope and love.
Well, and yesterday was
hopefully comedy.
Yeah, exactly. And yesterday was Blue Monday, which is supposedly the most depressing day of the year. So, you know, in response, a positivity campaign was launched in the Netherlands to not complain for 30 days. The person who came up with the idea says it's a way to shift your perspective from all the whining, moaning, and negativity, Emily.
Really like that. I have to say, I didn't know that Blue Monday was like a legit day, but yesterday was a little blue. Huh. I wonder why that is. Like, is it just because it falls? Do you know anything else? I don't know anything else about it. Well, more, you know, we'll learn about it and we'll report back or learn about why it is called Blue Monday. If it's just a winter day, that's a Monday or what? But I really like this not complaining for 30 days. Like, I'm a super positive person, but I have to admit, like, I can be a whiner and a complainer. I'll be the first to say that.
Oh, you're all guilty.
That's also okay. But I mean, I do notice the people out there who, you know, some people, you know, verbally talk about what's going on with them in terms of whining and complaining. And then some people kind of show it in behavior and some people show it in different things that they're doing. You know, everybody has a different way of doing it. Some people just aren't as verbal about it. So but I am, because I'm verbal about everything. I just wonder why I'm on the radio. anywho, stream of consciousness. Yeah, so I really like the idea, though, of really putting the no complaining pants on and just trying that for 30 days. I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna try, because the thing is it goes along with, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all, stay positive, choose joy, all that stuff, right? So if there's a way to do that, I'm gonna try it. And I think just even the effort and being aware of what's coming out of your mouth is going to change your perspective, right?
It most definitely will, because, you know, you really want to think about, why am I grumbling about it? And is it really necessary, you know? And it's one of those things that you just think about what's coming out of your mouth and think about, do I really need to be complaining about that? That is really what it comes down to. And that's the way I look at it. I think it's a great thing, you know. We all talk about the being positive side of things, and that's something that is always very good to live by. And yeah, you know, yesterday was kind of a crazy day, but you know, I didn't let it get me down either. That's the other part of it, because there is so many other things in this world that are going on too. And it's just like, you know, we all kind of complain about it being cold, right? Well, it could be worse situations. You look at the fires in California, you look at the snow they're getting in like New Orleans and Louisiana, where they're really not built to deal with that stuff. So I think about all the other things that are happening on the world. We can deal with a little cold or whatever those inconveniences in life may be.
That's right. And I think about often too, when I feel the elements, you know, all we have to do is go inside and we're better, right? Like, think about the people before, not that long ago, that didn't have heat except going out, chopping firewood and bringing it inside and stoking a fire. Like, legit, people did not have heat that was available to them at all times. So, I mean, as soon as I start to feel shifty and complaining about stuff like that, I think about, boy, there used to not be anything to go to get warm except for a fire that you had to work real hard outside to make. So, yeah, there's definitely been some times that are much harder than now. There are areas that are living a lot more frustrating days, and people can be positive about all the things. You know, we can be positive about all the things, because we are very fortunate people. So, gonna try this. I'm gonna put on my no complaining pants and just go ahead with my day, and I will report back on how this is working for me, because I think it's time.
Yeah, you know, I think it is. I'm gonna try it as well. I think it's a great challenge, right?
Yes, I think it's great. And it's not one of those set yourself up to fail either. It's okay to feel and think things, and it's certainly okay to share that you're feeling frustrated. Like, by no means bottle it down and like shove it down, like don't deal with it. That's not good either. So, yeah, we do a little bit of both. Maybe find a happy medium, right?
Right. And that's kind of the way I look at it. So I think it's a good thing. I mean, I'm excited about it. So I'm going to try it. We'll see how it goes. And again, it is all self-police. So that's the other part of this. So there's no pressure whatsoever. And so we encourage everyone to do that. No complaining for 30 days. And it'll be its own reward in the grand scheme of things.
This is true. We can be accountable to each other, Dave. We'll try that.
Let's try it.
We complain during the day. Let's try it. You know?
Yeah.
You're not a complainer, I don't think. I mean,
sometimes,
you know,
I am.
It's hard to say that.
No, I'll admit, I am sometimes.
The people that hear about it the most are the people at home, right? Like, I mean,
right.
You can have a smiley face all day throughout your day with all of your comings and goings professionally or whatnot. And then when you go home, that's when the people hear about it. And that's natural. And that's how it goes. Kids, adults, all of ages, it is what it is. And that's how it works. Because that's when you feel relaxed and safe enough to kind of let it out. That's why it happens at home. But that doesn't mean it's easy to deal with.
So no, and that's exactly it. And that's where it happens the most. And so, yep. All right. So we did ask earlier, we talked about Billy Ocean, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. And we did get some great text on this. The theme song from this was the 1985 movie, The Jewel of the Nile. So there you go. So that's the movie that was from. Yep.
I got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. I love those movies. Those are great. If you need something to do today in this cold weather, go watch Romancing the Stone and then immediately get popcorn and then sit down and watch Jewel of the Nile.
Because the Jewel of the Nile was the sequel to Romancing the Stone from 1984. So there you go. So
such good movies.
Anywho. Some classic 80s movies. So we wanted to make sure we pass that along before we forget. So, Emily, you're going to be back with me at 8:40. We're going to talk about calendar days.
All right.
The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes family practitioner Dr. Garrett Tesman.
When you get to know your patients for a number of years, you know what their priorities are, what they want to get from the treatment plan. One of my other big passions is integrative medicine. The idea that instead of just treating a disease with a medication, it's taking a step back, seeing about changing lifestyle, be that diet or exercise, and really being able to bring patients off of medications when someone doesn't need it anymore.
For more information about Dr. Tesman, visit ramchealth.com.
Imagine walking into your home or office and everything is perfectly in place. Calm, organized, and stress-free. How sweet would that be? It is possible and easier than you think with Sweet Sanctuary Services. Casey, your expert organizer, doesn't just clear your clutter. She transforms your space and your energy. From removing unwanted items to using feng shui to bring balance and harmony, you'll feel lighter and more focused. Visit sweetsanctuary.biz today and make life a little sweeter.
Mouthwatering steaks, fresh seafood, Angus burgers and crisp salads. Hi, this is Chef Jason from Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg. We're open for lunch and dinner every day and offer half-price appetizers during happy hour, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 at the bar. Jace also has an incredible kids menu and offers the perfect setting for your next gathering. Birthday parties, baby and bridal showers, and holiday parties, we can make your next event memorable. See our features and watch for upcoming events on Facebook. Jace Pub and Grill in Reedsburg, something for everyone.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. One in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
99.7, that's FM. I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know that this. Trying to write this book, I need a little reaction.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. It is 8:27 with Billy Joel, still rock and roll to me on Max FM.
What's the matter with the clothes I'm wearing? Can't you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound. Funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Aimed at your average teen. Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new wave, dance great. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
A new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily, 8:30 on Tuesday morning. As a reminder, the Baraboo Thunderbirds boys basketball game that was scheduled for tonight has been postponed as school is closed in Baraboo. And most schools in the Max FM listening area are closed today. No after school activities at this point either. The exception is Portage Public Schools have a virtual learning day. METC Portage and METC Reedsburg are also closed. The programs at the Baraboo Civic Center are canceled today as well due to the cold weather. We have all this information on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. If you do have a closing or cancellation that you would like us to pass along, please text those to 608-355-9970. You can also email info@max.fm. We are keeping tabs on that as we do have that extreme cold warning this morning. That goes until noon today due to wind chill values of 30 below to 35 below zero. And then I suspect we will see a cold weather advisory after that due to the cold temperatures and wind chill values. And as we had talked about earlier, many businesses have either closed or changed their business hours today due to the extreme cold. So check their social media pages and so forth before venturing out. That way you don't go somewhere and then find out that they may not be open due to that cold. Please take a few minutes to get to where you need to get to go today and just be patient and maybe let your car warm up just a little bit as well. Coming up, we are going to have a look at sports and weather. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website. website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for a great time with your pals? Head over to Pals Brewing Company, now open in Wisconsin Dells. Sip on their unique, exclusive beer flavors you won't find anywhere else, like their award-winning Honey Wheat. Try their mouth-watering pizzas with the most creative toppings around. Ever try a cheeseburger pizza with pickles or a twisted buffalo pizza loaded with sriracha ranch and blue cheese? Don't forget Wing Wednesdays for their unbeatable flight and wing specials. Enjoy it all in their pet-friendly patio. For an unforgettable time, visit Pals Brewing Company, open daily at 11 a.m. Get more details at palsdells.com.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
The Ohio State Buckeyes are national champs for the ninth time and first since 2014. I'm Bill Scott with sports. They jumped out to a 31-7 lead on Notre Dame last night and held on to beat the Irish 34-23 in Atlanta. Will Howard throwing for 231 yards and two touchdowns in the win. The Bears are finalizing the deal to make Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson their next head coach. He replaces Matt Eberflus in Chicago, who was fired midseason. Basketball Badgers shoot for their eighth straight win tonight when they wrap up a road trip at UCLA. Wisconsin jumped up to 18th in the AP Top 25 and to 19th in the coaches poll. Marquette falling to 10th in both polls following their Saturday home loss to Xavier. The Golden Eagles on the road at Seton Hall tonight. Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the second time this season and the 25th time in his NBA career. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff from Napa Auto Parts in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Look for the Napa logo wherever you have your vehicle serviced. The Napa logo means quality auto parts and ASC certified mechanics to service your ride. Napa is a supplier of replacement parts and equipment for the automotive repair, heavy-duty truck, and industrial market. Napa parts are second to none. Use only quality Napa parts and accessories from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is cold this morning, but our little cold snap ends today. We'll be mostly sunny with temperatures hovering around or below zero for much of the day, but temperatures will rise tonight. We'll see a little light snow late tonight into tomorrow, and by tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 24. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It is worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 14 below zero.
99.7.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM, 836 on Tuesday morning with Frankie Goes to Hollywood on Max FM.
Make it your intent.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. 8:40 on Tuesday, January 21st. As a reminder, schools in the Max FM listening area are closed today and no after-school activities. Portage Public Schools have a virtual learning day. That also means there is not going to be a Baraboo Thunderbirds boys basketball game tonight. That game is postponed. We have not received any word on when that will be rescheduled, but the Baraboo boys are on that 5-game winning streak, so we'll see if that continues. So we don't have any sports scheduled this week at this point. I will pass along updates as we know them. As a reminder, if you have a closing cancellation or delay that does need to be passed along, easiest way is to text at 608-355-9970 or email info@max.fm. As a reminder, we do have that extreme cold warning. That goes until noon today. Wind chill values between 30 below and 35 below zero. Then at noon, I am expecting we will see a cold weather advisory issued for the listening area. Wind chill values continue to be 15 below to 25 below zero. And many businesses have closed today or have modified their hours. Please check their social media pages before heading out today. Emily, you know, just part of living in Wisconsin.
That's right. We don't always see temperatures this severe in Wisconsin, but usually we do get them like 1 or 2 days in the winter. I mean, they used to be like temperatures like this used to be like a week long. I remember that.
I do.
We're in better shape. We're in better shape nowadays, you know, and like from the inside out, the sun is out.
It's beautiful when you see that sun shining and it stays light longer. Exactly. I'm excited about that part too. I love the fact that it is light longer. I think that is something that is just such a neat thing to see that it is light longer in the day. So I am perfectly good with it.
Yeah, look at us not complaining and seeing the nice parts of the cold day. Look at us. We're already on to our new challenge of the non-complaining.
Yes, we are.
I think this is good. And I could not complain about these calendar days. There's so many today and they're all so great. Like, I'm excited to talk about these because they're all making me smile. So let's see. I want to start with Own Your Own Home Day. Owning a home is not exactly easy, but why not celebrate your home ownership status? So being in the real estate industry, you know, Weikert Realtors Great Day is located right on this, in the Great Day building on the square there. And we have a really great time with what we're doing in our work. And I have to say, part of the joy that comes with our work is getting people into a home, especially for the first time. So if you're, you know, shameless self-promotion, if you're in that world, in that mindset, please let us know because we want to help.
Yeah, and it's always great to own your own home. I can definitely attest to that. It's one of those things I have pretty much always done since I always had it. I, you know, was at a very young age and decided that I was going to buy something and then sold that. And then we moved to Baraboo and we bought the house here. And it was very interesting being that young. And I remember walking into a lending institution and they said, no, we can't give you a loan because you're too young to own a home. And I'm like, all right, I'll withdraw all my money. Can I have my checking account, my savings account, that CD? And I don't remember what the other thing was, but I said, I'll just take a cashier's check. They said, oh, no, you can leave your money in the bank. I said, no, if I'm too young to own a home, I'm not going to keep my money with you.
Wow, good for you, Dave. Take control of your money. I love that. That's actually quite an amazing story because, not to get too sidetracked, but that's not legal what they did, first of all, and it's very unethical. You can't do that. That is ageism. That's profiling, and that is all kinds of isms that you cannot do that. Fair housing makes it so you can't do that. It's not actually a fair housing law in that degree of age, but there's so many things wrong with that. So just that's awesome that you're like, okay, bye.
Yep. See ya. You know, it was just like, you know, it was one of those things I learned in life, you know. And the one I saw on the calendar day that really made me, that stood out to me, it was Thank Your Mentor Day. And, you know, always remember your mentor by giving them thanks. You know, it's one of those, I've had many mentors in my lifetime. I mean, from the time when I was in high school, I remember Mr. Schaff mentoring me. And then all the way through my various careers in life and so forth. And, you know, I mean, I look at how I got into radio. That was not what I planned on doing at this point in life. And I just want to say thank you to everyone at Max FM and Civic Media that has mentored me through this process.
process, because I was just a guy that was going to fill in for 3 months and back up people if someone was out sick. That's how I got into doing this. And Corey Hartman took me under his wing, Matty Jones and Kevin Kellogg, and of course, Mikey Ganger. I mean, they all took this guy who was an IT guy and trained him to do what I do. And I am very appreciative to have mentors in this world.
Oh, me too. Everyone can use a mentor. That's the thing. Everyone can be a mentor and everyone can use a mentor. So absolutely. Thank the people who have, you know, officially or unofficially mentored you in some way. Sometimes it's just a conversation, you know, like sometimes you can just be inspired by a conversation and you don't even realize that you and that person just had a mentor or mentee relationship. And sometimes it's quick and easy, and sometimes it's a long time, you know, developing, and sometimes it's lifelong. Sometimes it's professional and personal. There's so many things going on there. So definitely recognize and thank that person, or, you know, thank yourself for doing that for others too. We all play that part. You know, it's a full circle situation. Speaking of full circles, I'm going to do a tie-in. I haven't done one of these in a minute. So it's International Sweatpants Day. So go ahead and don your sweatpants. Get with your grandparents, especially your grandmas. Hug that person because it's National Hugging Day, and make some baked goods because it's National Bakers, Crafters, Makers Day. Woo! Look at that.
That is cool. Well, and it's National Granola Bar Day, so you can also have some homemade granola. And you can wear those cheesy socks with those sweatpants because it's National Cheesy Socks Day. So, you know.
Yes, it is. I've got some on right now. Super cheesy.
Yeah, mine are not cheesy. Mine are warm today. And the one that I appreciate is, I'm already laughing about this one. It is Squirrel Appreciation Day. We celebrate that and show our appreciation for the world's cutest rodents, it says. And I worked with someone who was absolutely petrified of squirrels. I mean, she absolutely hated squirrels. And you go, no, we decided we would have a little bit of fun with her with some stuffed things once in a while because she hated them. No. She said when we were out walking that they would sit there and taunt her and they were purposely messing with her. So,
I mean, let's be honest though, squirrels have been one of those animals that has been, you know, that has completely changed its behavior to adapt to urban environments. So,
right.
I mean, they can taunt you. I've seen squirrels taunt my dogs. That's for sure.
Oh, they do.
Like, I've seen them calm down and chitter and yell at the dogs and taunt them and then run back and forth up the tree. And they are kind of frightening. I mean, even the one in the picture that we have here with the calendar days is a little bit like they're super aggressive, right? Like
they are.
You know, one thing that's really weird about like habitats for squirrels, people, okay, so y'all that live in Baraboo, right, in this community, I know we talk to a lot of communities on this air, so I don't want to say specifically that Baraboo is like the community, but in the Baraboo community, there is squirrels with black fur. It's super weird. Like, they don't exist in other places. So, like, I don't know what's going on there, but, like, they're also super, like, they're not aggressive, but they are not scared of people. Like, you can walk up on a black squirrel and they're like, what's up? Like, they don't even, you know, like, they're basically like, what do you need? You know, like
right.
I'm just walking here, and they'll just stop and watch you walk by. Some of the communities that I've spent some time in have blonde squirrels. All these squirrels have like chopped off tails. So I don't know if they get in like fights. Or like that's part of their like genetic situation. I don't know. But those squirrels are super aggressive. They all walk around with like narrowed eyes and they yell at you and they like will taunt your dogs and come down a tree at your animals. Like, so yeah, I'm just saying, blonde squirrels and the squirrels in black fur, a little different. And just check them out. There's weird stuff going on out there in nature. You got to pay attention.
Yeah, exactly. It's one of those that it's kind of interesting to say the least. I had a coworker at my last job that would, not in the immediate department, but in our department, that would feed the squirrels by hand. And I'm like, that's nasty.
Yeah,
so.
And they will bite. I mean, they'll bite the hand that feeds them. They don't care. Like, they don't have any, you know, they don't have any allegiance to us. If anything, it's the opposite. So anyway, Squirrel Appreciation Day, whether or not it's about being fearful, proud of, or just noticing the difference in the squirrels that we see on a daily out there, they are special, extra, extra. And what is super extra is the big one, National Check Your Coverage Day. So the woman in the picture, again, I like to give you guys an image, is just so fed up. She's on the phone. She's so fed up with what's happening. So I have a feeling she might be talking to an insurance company. You know, no beef with insurance companies personally, but...
Or maybe internet provider.
just anything that you have to talk to corporate and like, get somewhere. And again, the customer service appreciation, those folks are just doing their jobs. But it is frustrating to try to kind of... wind your way through the all the people that you're being transferred to, explain your situation, and get anywhere. It is frustrating. So I don't know if that's something to appreciate or just check to make sure you're covered so you don't have a frustrating moment.
I think that's what it comes down to, is just making sure you have the appropriate coverage. And the other one that, of course, we did mention, and it was in our opening today, is National Hugging Day today. I mean, that is... one of those that it can have mixed reviews with people. Some people like hugs, some people do not. And so it's always probably appropriate to ask people. I got a quick funny story on that one before we sign off. I was working outside in a vehicle at my last job, and it was a day like today. It was very cold. We were not allowed to keep them running when we were working on them because of the rules that they had. And so I was out there working on getting my part done. Headed back into the building, and at this point I was pretty cold, and one of the ladies walks up to me and gives me a big old bear hug. She goes, "Here, I'll help warm you up." My face was every shade of red you can imagine. She got me good.
Oh, that's cute. I like that. But yes, be thoughtful of people's personal space, consent, and all that stuff, because that is important. Hugs do wonderful things for people, but only when they are wanted. So keep that in mind. But if you do have folks you want to hug out there, especially like a grandma or, you know, a mentor or whatever, like do that, because that you can tie all that stuff together in your day while you spend your first day out of 30 not complaining.
Exactly. So day one of not complaining. So, Emily, we're going to check back in with you tomorrow to see how that's going. So you'll be back with us tomorrow at 7:10 on Wednesday morning.
Sounds good, you guys. Stay warm out there, everybody. Talk to you in the morning.
Stay warm. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Emily. We hope you have a great rest of your Tuesday. The morning show is brought to you by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here, on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on sunrise.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Put a frog in boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in cool water and slowly heat it up. That frog will boil. As veterans, we tell ourselves the lie that we can handle anything. We let the water boil. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Where were you when I needed you? 80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.